This is Marianne Sanawa speaking to you on tape. I'm very pleased to present this recording to you of a session between myself and Mrs. Daisy Alaluf-Newell, recorded in Boynton Beach, Florida on May 5th and May 12th, 2002. This tape represents part of our application for the Florida Folklife Apprenticeship Program. In it, Daisy is teaching me, Marianne, the apprentice, a number of songs in Ladino, or the Sephardic Judeo-Spanish tradition. She also recites a number of proverbs and a story in Ladino. We hope you enjoy this tape and thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Okay, this next song is...
La Sirena.
The Siren?
The Siren, yes. Uh-huh. It's a very old song. I think it's prior to 1492 because there are many verses. And of course, like in many folk songs, each generation might add a verse to it, but the verses that I know are quite old. En la mar hay una torre, in the sea there is a tower. En la torre hay una ventana, in the tower there is a window. En la ventana hay una niña, in the tower, in the window there is a maiden. Que llama a los marineros, llama, she's calling to the sailors. Try it.
It's
a pity that you sleep alone. Vengo yo a dormir contigo.
Vengo yo a dormir contigo.
I will come to sleep with you.
Maldita la que duerme sola. Vengo yo.
There are two or three more verses that I know.
I think that there's another one we used to talk about. See, if the sky were made of paper and the...
Oh, no, no, I don't know that one. Look,
okay.
See,
la mar era de tinta.
Oh, de tinta. If the sea were made of ink.
If the sea were made of ink and the skies were made of paper.
Los cielos de papel.
And the sky were made of paper.
Yo escribía mis dolores.
I would write out my sufferings.
Con palabras
de amor.
Yo escribía mis dolores. Con palabras de amor.
Hey, this song is Abrime Galanica, open up your door for me, Galanica. I can't sleep tonight thinking of you. My father is reading. He'll hear us put out the light, and maybe he'll go to sleep. My mother is cooking. She'll hear us put away. What's algujica?
Oh, my mother is sewing. Algujica is my needle.
Pedrel de la algujica puede ser se dormirar. Pedrel de la algujica.
Oh, let her lose her needle. My mother is sewing. I don't think she's cooking.
And so she's sewing, put away her needle, and maybe she'll
fall asleep.
Fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Mi hermano está escribiendo.
My brother is writing.
Pedrel de la pendolica puede ser se echará.
Let him lose his pen.
Okay. mi hermana está labrando, mosoyera. Pedrel de el bastidorico.
Okay. My sister is embroidering.
Yeah.
Let's lose her. That little round thing that you put around
her embroidery hoop.
Hoop. Right. And perhaps she will stop.
And maybe they'll go away and stop bothering us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In other words, let's get together.
They'll stop bothering us.
Open the door because
hurry
it'll
up,
soon
I'm
be daylight.
Here,
I'm out here and
night.
I've been waiting all night.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Really? Is that
yes.
what it means?
I'm going to say it.
You didn't know
I'm really
that.
No, I didn't know
you
that.
You say it like you know it.
I do. Thank you. All right.
I'd like you to learn one of the most famous Sephardic songs, Árboles de Almendra, almond trees that I planted. It's a charming song. It has about the almond trees that I planted, and then it says, give me your hand, give me la paciencia o la licencia, niña. that I am dying of love for you. You know how many people die in Spanish songs of love? La puerta de mi querida, my dear one's door, is open. Yes, it's open. And your beautiful green eyes, and I am just dying for love of you. Again, árboles de almendra, almond trees that I planted. Give me your hand, young lady, because I am dying for your love.
Árboles de almendra que yo planté. Dame la licencia, niña, que yo por ti me voy a morir. Dame la licencia, niña, que yo por ti me voy a morir. La puerta de mi querida ya se abrió. Por los tus ojos verdes, que yo por ti me voy a morir. Por los tus ojos verdes, que yo por ti me voy a morir. Árboles de almendra que yo planté. Dame la mano, niña, que yo por ti me voy a morir. Dame la mano, niña, que yo por ti me voy a morir.
Okay. So,
you want to try Árboles de Almendra?
Okay.
It's one of the songs that my father had taught me when I was just a little girl.
Okay.
A.
Now this is the strum. A down. That's it, the strum that we learned. Okay.
Árboles de almendra que yo planté. Dame la paciencia, niña, que yo por ti me va a morir. Dame la paciencia, niña, que yo por ti me va a morir.
Me va a morir?
Me va a morir, sí. How come you have me va?
I would say, as a woman, I would say, me va a morir.
Yeah.
But as the man is singing, it's me va a morir.
Uh-huh. That's not in modern Spanish.
Sí, but it's in Ladino. Me va a morir. That's wrong.
Me va a morir?
Sí.
Okay, so say
okay.
Me va a morir.
La puerta de mi querida ya se abrió. Por los tus ojos verdes, que yo por ti. Que yo por ti me voy a morir. Por los tus ojos verdes, que yo por ti me voy a morir. Árboles de almendra que yo planté. Dame la mano, niña, que yo por ti me voy a morir. Dame la mano, niña, que yo por ti me va a morir.
Now, go back.
Que yo por ti me va a morir.
If you repeat that, que yo por ti.
Que yo por ti. Que yo por ti. Me va a morir.
Very good, Marianne. Lovely.
You know, one of the most important things in everyday life
were the refranes or the proverbs. Somehow or another, there seemed to be a proverb for every event. I lost my job, my mother said. Don't worry, no te me requees, niña. Una puerta se cierra y otra se abre. Don't worry, darling. One door closes and another one opens. Of course, many of the proverbs we have in English as well. Todo lo que brilla no es oro. All that glitters is not gold. Visita sin sol no es de corazón. A visit without sunshine is not from the heart. Lo que está escrito en la palma debe de soportar el alma. What is written in the palm, one soul must bear. Más vale 20 años en la prisión y no un punto bajo la tierra. 20 years in prison is better than one moment beneath the earth. Another very important part of everyday life were the legends, the consejas, that were told. And always it had something to do with a moral or good deeds, etc. And this one is Los Tres Sastres, the three couturiers or dressmakers or tailors. Un hombre se fue ante Shlomo Amela y se trujo tres sastres con él. A man brought a piece of cloth to the tailor, and actually he went to Shlomo HaMelech, who was King Solomon, and he said, Señor Rey, yo tengo este pedazo de ropa. King, sir, I have this piece of cloth. Me fue al primer sastre y le demandé si me sale un pantalón. I went to the first tailor and asked him if it was enough to make a pair of pants. And él me dijo, he told me, ya te abasta la ropa. Me fue al segundo sastre. He said to me, yes, this is enough fabric. I went to the second tailor and he said to me, un poco te va a venir a mancar. A little bit is missing. Si puedes, merca un pedacito otro de esta ropa. If you can, buy another piece of this cloth. El boy de una manga, the size of a sleeve. Me fue al tercer sastre y él me lo echó en frente y me dijo, I went to the third tailor. I put it in front of him and he said to me, no te sale pantalón a ti. Oh, this is not enough to make a pair of pants. Which of the three, en quien de los tres, que me creja, señor rey? Which of the three should I believe, king? El rey Shlomo se empezó a reír y le dijo, King Solomon started to laugh and he told him, el primer sastre tiene un chico de tres años. The first tailor has a little boy who's about 3 years old. Le sale un pantalón para ti y uno para el chico. There's enough fabric to make a pair of pants for you and for his little boy. El segundo tiene un chico de 12 años. The second tailor has a boy of about 12. Te demandó un pedazo de ropa para ajustar. He needed another piece of fabric so that he can make a pair for his son. El tercero tiene un hijo de 20 años. The third tailor has a son who is about 20 years old. Seguro que no le salen dos pantalones. It's a sure thing that he can't get two pairs of pants out of that piece of fabric. You know, my father used to tell these stories around the kitchen table on cold winter evenings. We would gather around we had a coal stove in the kitchen, and it was very cozy and warm, and we would listen to him tell all these stories and legends. And it was very, what can I say, it was very wonderful to be in the surroundings of such a warm family.
This concludes our tape. Thank you.